Lesson 11, Track 18.
Hey Tony, what did you get up to this week?
Well, my girlfriend and I went to the movies last night.
What movie did you see?
She convinced me to see this new chick flick.
How does she persuade you to do that?
Well, she just reminded me to let her choose this time because I'd chosen the last few movies.
Did you enjoy the movie?
Not really. I don't really like rom-coms. How about you? How was your week?
It was okay. We went to a party last night at Mark's house, but it wasn't very good, though.
Why not?
Well, Mark's girlfriend is very strict, and she was always telling us what to do and what not to do.
Like?
Well, she didn't allow us to wear our shoes inside. She warned us not to touch any of the paintings. She ordered us to drink less, and she directed us to use the downstairs toilet because she didn't want us to make a mess.
Wow, she's pretty bossy, isn't she?
Yeah. She even forbade us from smoking outside.
Wow, that's surprising. I thought she'd at least permit you to smoke outside.
I know, right? Then, when I told her to stop being so bossy, she asked us to leave, which was a little embarrassing.
You should have kept your big mouth shut.
Yeah. My girlfriend urged me not to say anything, but I just couldn't help it. I was pretty annoyed.
So what are you going to do now?
Maybe I'll invite them to come over for a barbecue or something at my place so that I can apologize.
I wouldn't even bother. I'd just force Mark to talk to his girlfriend and advise her to be more friendly when guests come over.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I'll call him today and encourage him to talk to her.
I don't expect her to take the news too well, though.
Yeah, but that's Mark's problem, not ours.
True, but Mark has those tickets to the game next week, and don't you really want him to take you?
Well, how about I beg Mark to take me to the game, then apologize later?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.